Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did a Halloween special in which they featured Spooky Vision. And so it was basically a frame around the entire episode with, like, you know, bats and pumpkins and all that. But in each corner of the frame was a picture of, I'm trying to remember who the celebrity is now. It escapes me. It's somebody that they made a lot of fun of. It was Barbara Streisand.
That's awesome.
Is what it was. And so this was the frame that the entire show was broadcast with, and the picture of Barbara Streisand would change after each commercial. So it would be slightly different every time. And they call, like, at the beginning of the episode, they're like, tonight's Halloween episode is brought to you in Spooky Vision. And then they proceeded to do what I just described. So, yes, Spooky Vision, indeed. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Lady Bonbon
and Nikki.
Lady Bonbon in a parka, I might add.
This is just a jacket. It got cold in
here. For you, it's a parka.
She's not a native.
No, that's true. You're a southerner. You don't have the...
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you guys were saying, like, I don't know, never mind. I thought parka was some ethnic outfit.
No, it's just a large coat.
Okay, yeah.
Although, I'm sure natives wore parkas once they discovered them.
Especially when it's this cold outside.
It's not even cold.
It is a warmer Halloween fur here.
50 degrees out today?
Last year was so cold. I was an alien, and I was wearing jeans, like T-shirts, and a jacket at the fire.
Well,
Captain was there.
I was.
I don't even remember what happened. Oh, now I do.
You had alcohol?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's probably why I forgot.
The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Since we are a live call-in radio talk program, I think we should probably take a call, huh?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's go to Jerome. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just calling to tell you about an experience I had about 3 days ago in a grocery store.
Somebody ran into your ankles with the shopping cart?
Oh, God.
No. I almost got into a fight with a black woman.
What? You got, like, a fist fight?
It kind of escalated to that if I had wanted it to.
Okay, what happened? Tell us.
I was looking for one of the cashiers, you know, to check out my stuff.
Okay.
And I walked up to one, and I didn't see the light on to let you know that they're open for business. And so I asked the lady behind the register, I said, are you open? And she started to get, like, real indignant with me. She said, what makes you think I'm not open, you know? I said, well, I didn't see the light. I didn't see the light, you know, up above you to let me know you were taking people, taking customers. And she just went on and on and on. And she started to get real personal, like my background and, you know, about my financial situation.
What?
And, I mean, she got really, I've never seen a black person in a grocery store. And I've been going to this store for quite a while. I've never seen them talk to a white person like that. Because if they had done talk to them like they talked to me, their ass would have gotten fired on the damn spot. I can promise you that, okay? I mean, because it was, like, really, really personal. And I kind of had to control myself and walk away.
Good man.
I said, this lady wants me to fight her. I mean, she just kept it up and kept it up. And as I was walking out the store, I said, you know what I told her? I told her, you know, your life can change in the blink of an eye. because I'm in the mood right now where I'm not in a really good mood right now because I lost my mom at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unexpectedly, I took my mom to the hospital. And at the latter part of July, a couple of days later, she passed away. On the day I thought I was going to be able to take her home with me, you know, because I've been taking care of my mom and looking after my mom for a long time, man, you know.
Yeah.
My mom's the reason why I got out of the military and came back home because, you know, I just didn't want to be away from her anymore because we were very close. She raised me by herself, you know, with help from no one except for putting me in school. Because I used to watch myself, take care of myself when she was working. She worked like 7 days a week. No welfare, no help from nobody, man.
That's awesome. And also, I'm glad that something got you out of the military, Jerome.
Jerome, when somebody's talking to you like that, like especially when they don't even know you, you should just listen to them basically talking to themselves. Basically, anytime somebody, you know, comes out of nowhere trying to insult you, you just got to realize that's that person's you know, problems with themselves. She
they're projecting.
She hates her life.
This was like my second or third experience, you know, running into her because she works in the store from time to time.
Hmm.
And when I went to check my stuff out and I looked up and I saw who it was, I said, oh, something's about to jump off. Because it was the last experience I had with her, you know. And I mean, she got really personal. The average person that didn't have the self-control that I do.
Yeah.
Because I've had situations where people have called, black people have called me racist on a bus one day, an older black man, and you know what? I kind of killed him. You know what? I kind of killed that guy for what he called me, but I didn't do it because I was living with my mom, and I was taken to a doctor, and all I could think about is, if you get arrested and you get in trouble, who's going to look after your mother?
Yeah.
You know what the answer is?
Right.
It's not worth
nobody.
It.
Hey, Jerome, I just want to mention one other possibility because, you know, I'm a dude. And I'm oblivious to these kinds of things, but I've had it happen where I got into it with, it was a friend of my sister's, and we were having a heated argument, and it didn't occur to me until somebody told me much later. But it's entirely possible that she's into you, bro.
No, hell no.
It's entirely possible. I think she might have a crush on you, man.
I ain't into her. Look, to put other questions, I'm not into her at all.
Here, well, okay? But you maybe could be later.
No, 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 no. Jerome, no, 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 no. What I did do was I called up the store and I talked to the manager, and we had a very heart-to-heart talk where I did the talking and he did the listening, okay? Because I told him, if she had ever spoken to a white person that way and you found out about it, she'd been out of the job. I can promise you that, okay? Because no way I've never seen a black person talk to a white person like that in a grocery store or in public ever.
Well, Jerome,
I'm
totally glad that you did not get your butt kicked by a female cashier at the grocery store.
Oh, because they would have locked. Hey, man, the cops would have walked in, they would have looked at me, and they would have locked me up. Because there was this lady lived next to
us
many years ago. She kept calling the cops and calling the cops and calling the cops. Because she couldn't, they wouldn't arrest my mom. This lady was making reports about it. So they came one day and they arrested me. And they, you know what she told them? I don't know what she told them. But they arrested me and threw me in jail. And my mom had to help bail me out. And when I got out, before they arrested me, one of her relatives was saying, oh, you better show up me. I better show up at court. Well, I showed up and guess what? Nobody was there. The cops and none of them.
And so it got kicked out, right?
And I never forgot that day to the day. No. What happened was when me and my mom and I got back home, we were walking back. We stopped up. We called the lady that owned the place we were living in.
Yep.
And she came and threw them out that very day. She made a move.
That's cool,
okay?
Louise.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerome, while we have you on the line, what do you think of Biden's nominee for comptroller? She's educated in the Soviet Union and subscribes to Marxist economic theory.
Have you
heard about this? No? Okay. I thought you might have an opinion on it.
No, no. Hey, look. He's not being scrutinized real close, like, because now the Republicans are angry. They're trying to take away the voting rights. They're doing everything they can. They got this clown running for governor of Virginia against McCauley. So, hey, we'll see what happens.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jerome. Usually he has an opinion on, you know, stuff revolving around Poopy Pants Kid Sniffer. so I just thought I'd ask while we had him on the line. But I am glad that he did not get into an altercation with the female cashier. It would have been poor.
It's never worth it. Never
Maybe
worth
they
it.
Will date.
603-283-6160. Yeah, Jerome, you could be.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about any topic. Whatever's on your mind. You can talk about things that we're talking about, that's fine. Or you can change the subject. Bring up anything. 603-283-6160. Thank you for listening and tuning in on this Halloween / Bitcoin white paper holiday. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Lady Bonbon.
And Nikki.
So, prior to some calls, we had been talking about President Poopy Pants Kid Sniffer has a nominee for a comptroller. And it turns out, Lady Bonbon, that this person has something against cryptocurrency?
Yes. First, she was saying that the USSR wasn't that bad because at least there wasn't a gender pay gap. And the article goes on to say, that's right. Forget the gulags, economic stagnation, shortages, and political oppression. Omarova, this nominee pick by Joe Biden for the comptroller of the currency, Omarova believes the former Soviet Union economy is a model for the U.S., at least in some ways. Perhaps most disturbingly, one of those ways, Omarova favors the Soviet system in banking, the very sector she's nominated to oversee. In her past work, Omarova has endorsed radical proposals for government control and regulation of the banking sector. In a paper entitled The People's Ledger, she argues for a systematic democratization of finance, where citizens have government bank accounts with the Federal Reserve that fully replace rather than compete with private bank deposits. Omarova openly admits her proposed reform will effectively end banking as we know it.
Wow.
Not for the better.
So even more centralized banking. Right, then, like, arguably banking today, it is centralized, but it's pseudo-centralized.
Yeah.
In the same way that, well, I don't know, like politics is decentralized into Republicans and Democrats, right?
Yeah.
You get two choices instead of a bunch of choices. And so banking, like, you know, you can choose, you know, Chase or Farswellgo or whatever, you know, all the different flavors of banking, but they're all centralized under the Federal Reserve System. She's talking about eliminating banks altogether. Is that what I'm hearing?
Eliminating banks and just making it to where you have a bank account with the Federal Reserve.
That's a horrible idea.
And that's
horrible.
Exactly what they want, because they were talking about the digital currency.
Yep, that's in here, too.
So
we'll continue.
She argues for the issuance of a digital dollar and concurrent migration of all transaction deposit accounts from private banks to the Federal Reserve. The nominee says that this would allow the federal government to better administer welfare redistribution schemes via helicopter drops of money into bank accounts and allow the government to better control economy-wide interest rates.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Yeah, no. In fact,
that's what caused the 2008 crash, probably the Great Depression crash, too.
Yeah, I mean, I support, in much the same way, you know, with speech and religion, right? Separation of church and state. Separation of money and state. Government should not be in. Money is a marketable item, right? And that is to say that in the absence of government, it exists, and it exists freely. Before the government, there were several different types of currencies.
Yeah.
There were regional currencies. There were currencies specific to different industries, that type of thing. There were different methods of, we'll call it couponing, that type of thing, getting discounts if you use this currency over that currency, et cetera, and so on. And that's the market in action. What she's talking about, and I mean the author of this, not the author, but the nominee here, she's talking about getting rid of all of that, and you have no choice now, and the government controls all of the money.
Well, it would just make it easier for them to give us $600 stimulus checks.
Yeah, it'll just make it easier for the Great Reset.
Yeah, I don't want to make anything easier for them.
It goes on to say, simply put, she would have detached, unaccountable bureaucrats at the Federal Reserve try to plan economic investment and attempt to set key prices. This is a 21st century technocratic scheme that embodies, not repudiates, the failed social economy Omarova escaped in the Soviet Union. Omarova's defenders argue that the nominee is the victim of a xenophobic McCarthy-like campaign because she is an immigrant woman of color who threatens the interests of Wall Street.
Oh, gosh. Give me a break.
people don't hate me because of my economic policy. They hate me because of my ethnic background. No. I hate her for her economic policies.
Yeah, I didn't even know what she
looks
like.
I don't, I have no idea what she looks like. I've never seen her. She's wrong. None of that should ever happen. Which means it probably will happen.
No. Yeah. The article goes on to say, so let me be clear, neither her immigrant background nor her identity characteristics have any bearing on her suitability for nomination as of comptroller of the currency. Yet those Americans who favor free markets and cherish the capitalist system that has brought us unprecedented wealth and living standards, I mean, we're not really capitalist enough, if you ask me, have every right to be concerned by this nominee. Omarova's clear sympathy for parts of the failed repressive Soviet regime, support for a de facto nationalization of private banking, and dangerous desire to expand the federal role in planning our economy are utterly disqualifying for such an important regulatory role. That's it.
She can go to hell. That's really my opinion on the matter. All of her ideas are horrible. It will result in nothing but more control and less freedom for individuals. No.
And I wish that this article actually went into it. I thought it was going to explain some of her, anti-crypto rhetoric, because there's a picture of her that it shows here from News Alert CNBC, and it says, Biden taps crypto critic to regulate banks. So she's also a critic of cryptocurrency.
It makes sense that she'd be a cryptocurrency critic, because cryptocurrency is literally the opposite of what she is advocating for.
Yep. So, I'd like to hear her, straight up call it out and say what she dislikes about it, though,
She probably has no clue.
Yeah, I mean, it would take some research for somebody to speak intelligently about cryptocurrency, particularly at the government level. But just the fact that somebody like this is being considered for this type of a position, and her anti-freedom views, just based on her economic policies, shows me that, indeed, cryptocurrency is scaring the bejesus out of the government. For somebody like that to be even considered, right, means that they are scared, S-less, and they don't know what to do. Now, that's good news and it's bad news. The good news is that it's going to speed up the decline of the empire, right? We're in the decline of the United States Empire right now, but it's not going to go quietly, right? Like a fish out of water. It's going to flap a bunch, and it's going to make a bunch of people really uncomfortable. I suspect people will die before it's all said and done.
That's why we need to get out of the federal system.
Correct. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And none too soon. The more education that folks can get on alternate currencies, cryptocurrencies, more inventions like gold backs, anything like that, competition in the marketplace, that is where it's at for maintaining your sense of financial security. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden at the G20 summit saying at a news conference as he wrapped up his visit, major changes are coming to the type of energy being used in the United States as well as much of the world. As he spoke in Rome, the president said it's going to take some time to get the majority of the country's energy on wind and solar power, but cutting down on fossil fuels as much as possible is the ultimate goal.
We're going to stop subsidizing those fossil fuels. We're going to make significant changes, and it just makes the argument that we should move more rapidly.
Biden next heading to a UN climate conference. One person is dead. At least nine others are wounded in a shooting in Texas at a Halloween party early today in Texarkana. A 20-year-old man died, nine others wounded. So far, no arrests have been made. The remake of the 1984 sci-fi epic Dune, number one again at the box office, and this is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden's victory in Georgia in the 2020 presidential election was the first time a Democrat had won that state since 1992, but then President Trump did claim there was voter fraud involved. You may remember he demanded that Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger find the votes to overturn the election. He made that request in a phone call a few days after the polls closed. Now Raffensperger tells NBC's Meet the Press the numbers never supported any of the claims of the former president.
He said there was 10,000 dead people. There's less than five. He said that there were thousands of felons and there was less than 74. He said there were 66,000 underage voters. There were zero.
Alex Bowman going home with a NASCAR victory, but also a fresh new feud as he took home the win at the NASCAR Xfinity 500 at Martinsville. But after the win, he attempted to celebrate. That's when Denny Hamlin refused to let him by blocking his vehicle. Hamlin took issue with how Bowman raced him towards the end. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. The phone number is 603-283-6160, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts. If you'd like to join us in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Again, 603-283-6160. Before we continue, Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey. That's a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. Because, as you know, YouTube has been canceling people. Well, Odyssey won't cancel you. So during YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, go ahead and download the desktop app at lbry.com, and that way, whenever you watch a video archive, you'll help to seed it and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. Doing scary things, let's go to the unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
My name is Thomas Parisi.
Hey, Thomas. What's on your mind tonight?
I actually had, and I was trying to find out, it's something dealing with local team politics. Basically, Aria is running, you know, for mayor over here, and I'm kind of a friend of your guys' show, and I've called in a couple times this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found out something from one of my viewers on the GL Paper Keen that her opponent, who's like an incumbent, kind of like a Chad jock guy by the name of George Hansel, is actually friends with a registered sex offender in Keen that has an illegal Facebook account.
Mm.
So... And the interesting part about it is I know that you guys personally know Aria, but Aria is, you know, ran for sheriff at the present moment, kind of like nobody did. She's running for mayor of the city of Keene, where this, you know, radio show is coming from. And I know that she would vet her friends a little bit better than this guy. But if you go on to Facebook in our local area, his name is Thomas Allen Jr., but he shows as friends of the mayor of the city of Keene, and it's kind of impressive that he's so looking for votes that hard that he would friend somebody like this.
I'm confused. How is a Facebook account illegal?
Okay, he's a registered sex offender for the last 22 years. He's on what would be referred to in the state of New Hampshire as a type of sex offender probation where he has to register with the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to go to Google... NH sex, you know, offender registry, it would pop up for the New Hampshire state troopers, and you would type in Thomas, you know, first name, Allen, last name, common spelling. It would show up this guy's picture, and if you went and looked him up on Facebook, you'd see him right there with, and, you know, friends with the mayor of Keene. So I'm kind of concerned to vote for somebody.
Sure, I get what you're saying about you're concerned about that, but I don't understand how Facebook is illegal for this person.
Oh, okay, so I can explain it in a different way. When you're on sex offender probation or you're a registered sex offender, Facebook itself wants to know that they do not want sex offenders on there. If you read their policies and guidelines that, you know, if you just Google it,
yeah,
literally Facebook wants to know who these people are to shut their accounts down. This gentleman has 895 friends. I have about 200. He has 895 people that obviously don't realize who he actually is. But it's concerning that, you know, even the mayor is, you know, kind of like silly. But it's in New Hampshire, he's on the registry, but Facebook would be the one that would say,
yeah,
hey,
you know. I don't know that I put too much stock into, like, if I look at somebody's Facebook friends and I go, oh, my gosh, he's friends with that. Like, I don't put any stock into that. There's people on my Facebook that I've never met. Right.
And me too.
You know,
so,
I think there's something more disturbing in this whole situation with Aria, the fact that, I'm pretty sure that there was a bunch of Republicans that purposely went to vote during the primaries for the other guy, not the incumbent, but the other guy, Zamanek.
He's a stalker.
Yeah, he's a stalker. He went to a lady's house, refused to leave, was taking pictures of the house, and he came up to my car and took pictures of my car. Then he came up to the window and said, oh, hi, sorry, I've just never seen a Montana plate in New Hampshire, so I was taking a picture. Like, what a freak. And then he came up to the window and was talking to me, my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's none of his business. I have not met him, you know, but I have a deep personal feeling that he's an absolute worst choice for this king, you know, by far. But, you know, when people vote, Aria at least has desire to help the community. George Hansel, not that I don't like him. I personally know him. He's friends with my family.
Yeah.
He's very lazy. And I think that Aria has more of a get-up-and-go character. You know, as an ex-official, just a person who's thinking about voting, do not waste your vote on George Hansel.
Okay, well, thanks for the call tonight, Thomas. We appreciate that.
Unfortunately, Aria's out now, though, because it was, you know, basically between her and the guy who's a stalker and... I'm pretty sure a bunch of Republicans got together and voted for him because, oh, we know we can beat this guy. He's in the middle of getting in trouble for stalking a lady.
Yeah.
You know, going to her house and taking pictures and refusing to leave, asking her on dates when she's married. But we might not be able to beat this Arya character, so let's all get together and vote for this other one instead of Hansel, since obviously Hansel's going to beat both of them, and that's going to be
I vaguely
Stalker.
Recall reading something about this guy now that you're talking about a little more detail about what he did or allegedly did.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it seemed all very creepy to me, what I read, but that's just my gut reaction. At the same time, you know, I don't know how much weight you can put into somebody, you know, being connected to somebody on a social media platform.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I got onto social media specifically because I was in a band. And, you know, we needed to advertise, let people know. When are we gigging? Who are we opening for? You know, are we going to tour with anybody? Are we putting out a CD? Or are we doing an EP? Or are we releasing a single? You know, all that stuff.
Yeah,
we
you
got
have
T-shirt,
to do.
Right? Like, all that kind of stuff. And, like, anybody, I'd be like, oh, yep, okay, I'm friends with that person because, you know, they showed some interest in, like, you know, we were trying to build an audience for the band. Now,
you have to do a background check on them.
Since I haven't been in a band actively, I haven't, you know, been doing that kind of thing. But at the same time, there's a bunch of people on my, specifically my Facebook account that, like, I've never met in person.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we've had plenty of interaction online. They like my stuff. They put up something funny. I might hit like on theirs, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, this is just how it goes. I don't put much stock in any of that. What I would put stock in, however, is, you know, how are they on the issues? You know?
Yeah.
If you're going to vote, and again, to me, the principled thing to do is not participate in the system. The only winning move is to not play. You know. Now, there's an argument to be made for voting in self-defense, right? And, okay, that's fine if that's your argument. Far out, solid, right on. There's also an argument to be made about, you know, voting within your immediate community, right? We live in a small town, you know, here in New Hampshire, and so voting can probably have more of an effect than it can at, say, the federal level for president and that kind of a thing. You know, particularly if you're doing it in self-defense. If you don't want your taxes to be raised, or you don't want property tax to go up, or you don't want, you know, the tax on, you know, I don't know, the water bill that you get or whatever, that type of stuff, you know, you might want to participate on that level to prevent those things from happening if you can. But at the same time, it's a losing proposition.
Unless you're voting for an anarchist, which is why I went out to go vote for Arya and Ian.
Well said. So, Nikki, did you have something?
I do have something.
What do you have?
This is kind of a funny, weird, cringy story. Parents react after controversial photos surface from man pageant at Kentucky High School.
A man pageant?
A man pageant, or a boy pageant, you might call it.
Or a mangent.
Yes, or a mangent.
Portmanteau here on Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about this reaction to this man pageant. Coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's the final segment of tonight's spooky edition, the Halloween edition, here at Free Talk Live.
Hope you've been scared.
I mean, who can't be scared by things that the institution known as government has been doing? I can't help but fear for, well, everybody, really, based on what I've seen. We are, of course, on the downside of the empire. And when empires die, they do a lot of crazy stuff before they actually fizzle out and go away. And so we're going to have to endure some of that as life goes forward here in the United States and around the world. I mean, you can see what a global event all governments, are having with, taking control for themselves. More for them, less for you, in the advent of the COVID, which, by the way, I got to remind everybody, more than 99% likely to have, no effect other than maybe you get sick for a little while. That's it. Like, more than 99%.
You mean like a cold?
Yeah, like a cold or like the flu or something, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Weird.
Anyway, Nikki, you were going to tell us about this man pageant.
Yes, this is an interesting one. So this is a story out of Hazard, Kentucky. An investigation is underway after controversial photos from an event at Hazard High School are causing outrage. As part of homecoming week activities, Tuesday was costume day and a man pageant was held. Multiple photos were posted and then taken down from the Hazard High School athletics page. They appear to show students giving lap dances to faculty and staff. And there's a photo that they added here. And this high school student, he's a male. He is literally dressed in lingerie with a stuffed bra, straddling what looks like a teacher. So I could kind of see why parents were kind of freaked out by this and maybe upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to the government, people who are in high school largely can't consent. I mean, a senior might be 18, but, you know, most people in high school aren't 18.
Before you continue, I just have to interrupt you and say thank you to Chris Hartzell. Chris Hartzell is a gold-level AMPS supporter. That's AMPS, Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. You can find out more about that over at amps.freetalklive.com. If you choose to donate, the money goes to amplifying us, getting this show onto more radio stations and supporting this show and the message of freedom in many different ways. So thank you again to Chris Hartzell. He's a gold contributor. If you would like to become an AMPS supporter, please visit amps.freetalklive.com.
So other photos showed female students dressed in Hooters costumes, and students and staff appeared to be spanked or paddling each other.
By the Hooters girls?
Creepy. No, I think students are being paddled by teachers. So this is just getting worse and worse. Pictures of the event were posted on the Hazard High School Athletics Facebook page. Many parents took to social media to address their frustrations. This is a quote from one of the parents. As a mother myself, I wouldn't want my son involved in such activities, one woman tells Lex 18, which is where this story is coming out of. Another woman said it's not a representation of what pageants are, and she found it demeaning in many ways.
So the first thing that pops into my mind is something along the lines of, this is what happens to people who are employed by the state. Right? Now, they probably have some sort of predisposition to, you know, some sort of, you know, sociopathic or psychopathic behavior.
Control freak.
Control freaks, that's right. And so they believe that they're sort of untouchable. Right? They get it in their mind that because they're in control of the school in this case, you know, or student discipline, that kind of a thing, that they can do something like this and get away with it.
Well, they think it's just a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
The Kentucky Department of Education says that they are aware of the incident and has been in contact with the superintendent. Under state law, superintendents have the duty to report any instances of educator misconduct to the Educational Professional Standards Board. So they're conducting an investigation. A Hazard mom, Jenna Smith, has a family member at the high school with kids in the district. She says the event should have been shut down the moment an adult realized students were undressing. Yeah, you don't say.
And I just don't believe that, oh, the students got together, there was no teachers or faculty around, and they came up with this idea by themselves.
Well, even if they did, once they started undressing, I mean, the pictures, they are literally... The students are bent over, the faculty is spanking them with paddles, and there are boys dressed in lingerie with stuffed bras, the girls are serving beers to the faculty, dressed in Hooters outfits. I mean, there's so many.
Is this actual faculty?
Or yes, they're teachers and staff.
Okay, so, and this is the point, is that that is unprofessional.
Yeah.
Right. I don't, you know, whatever costumes they're wearing, if, you know, they want to dress up and do some, you know, weirdo, you know, whatever. Individuals are individuals. I don't have a problem with any of that. What I have a problem with is these faculty acting in an unprofessional manner.
Yeah, it's very unprofessional. So Mom Holly Lane disagrees. It has been taken completely out of context. Out of context, Lane says. There are only photos being shown on the internet, no videos. The photos don't show the teachers pushing the children off of them. Lane's son and his friends participated in the homecoming event. She says pushing the limits and embarrassing teachers is part of the fun. If everybody is perfect, then I would say, yeah, maybe we do need to rethink something, Lane said. But until somebody can prove that something is going on here other than just homecoming week and teenagers being teenagers, then I will support my kids.
Well, and the whole, even the pantomime, if you will, because it sounds like that's what they were doing, where the faculty had the paddles and were, you know, sort of fake spanking the students or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is a psychological tactic, a reminder of just who's in charge.
Yeah.
A reminder that back in the day, it used to be just fine, perfectly acceptable for the schoolmaster to have a paddleboard and for them to beat your kids with it.
Schools still do that with the rulers and stuff.
And so, you know, again, the level of unprofessionalism exhibited here by at least the people who were employees of the school is unacceptable, in my opinion.
I'm just surprised that it went past so many adults and so many staff and faculty members and nobody said, like, hey, we should stop this. Like, it had to get to the point where photos were posted on the Facebook page. People saw the photos. It's viral on the internet. I was seeing it posted all over Facebook, and we're nowhere near Kentucky. Right. I don't even know anybody from Kentucky. So it got kind of, you know, blown up, and it had to get to that point for them to be like, yeah, we got to take these photos down, and, like, this isn't okay. Like, I'm just surprised it got to that point.
Any thoughts?
I agree. I don't think kids just made it up themselves, and even if they did, it got to a point where they're walking up to the students. It should be like, nope, get away from me. I feel like I always think in terms of, like, whenever I'm thinking what an adult should do, I always think of, like, my parents, because they're kind of, like, upstanding people.
Okay.
So I imagine my dad would be like, nope.
Right? My dad would never participate would in not this. Just, oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine. Like, I know it sounds weird to be like, well, my dad would... That's just how I think. My dad would never just be like, oh, oh my God, get off me. No, right. He'd be like, what... No. And, yeah. And the thing is, like, when my dad was in high school, it's also making me think of this. They did a thing called Powder Puff football, yeah. Where they switched with the cheerleaders. My dad was on the football team, and the cheerleaders had played a girl game,
okay.
And they dressed up as the cheerleaders, and they had stuffed bras and stuff like that. And it was, you know, that's funny, but it doesn't mean... I mean, it's different when you're going up and touching the faculty and, like, sitting on their laps and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like a teacher should be like, nope, cross the line at least at that point.
It's totally different than Powder Puff. Yeah, it's, like, kind of similar because they're dressing up, but it's the line is for sure crossed in this. Like, they took something that could have just been, like, silly fun, and they made it, like, a little bit too sexual for, you know, it's just that power dynamic that really makes it weird for
me. Considering this isn't, you know, a private school. This is a place where people literally are under the threat of violence to be there.
Right.
Yeah, this is a public school.
Government school.
Yeah, get your kids out of government schools, really. If you have a kid in government school, do whatever it is you have to get them out. If you have to live on one income, if you have to downsize your place, if you have to sell your house and live in an apartment, if you have to, I don't care what it is, if you have to move to another state or a place where, you know, you can afford more on the salary that you make because you got skills, whatever it is, take advantage of that and get your kids out of public schools. It is a daycare that is not dissimilar from prison. And if you want to find out just how much, go take a tour of a local prison and then go take a tour of your public school.
Yeah.
And tell me what the differences are, because they are few and far between. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you missed any part of the program, visit us at Free Talk Live. Thanks again. Peace.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.